I often get clients who either have bad sleep patterns, or when people start working with me, their sleep can be disrupted. The subconscious starts to release, can find themselves more exhausted, more tired, or sleeping more, or sleeping a lot less, or unable to sleep at night. It's quite normal. But there's obviously loads of books and phone apps and all the rest of it out there about how to sleep better. And there doesn't seem to be much out there about the benefits of being unable to sleep or insomnia. So I thought I'd have a go. Part of my work, right, when a client signs up with me, part of it is deprogramming. It's like, if people are in a cult or in a fanatical religion, and they leave fanatical religion, I may as well just say religion, it's the same thing, or politics. When they leave, there's a period of time that they need to be deprogrammed and begin to realize that, oh, like those deep-rooted beliefs are unfounded and they need to be released, or let, we need to fucking let that shit go. And as I've written about more and more, like, all my Instagram posts pretty much, and I suppose my videos, I don't know, certainly the Sunday Zooms, it's all about the same thing. And a lot lately is about the conditioning, that all Gavin is just a conditioning. There actually is no such thing as a Gavin. Don't have time in these videos to kind of go into the detail of that, but if you've been in a Sunday Zoom, you know exactly what I'm talking about, or if you've been a client, there's no such thing as a Gavin, and there's no such thing as a person. You know, we identify with a cloud of thoughts and we think that's us, and we give it all this weight and all this importance when it's not even there at all. We're completely spend our lives looking at the wrong thing. So my point is, around sleep, around any of these challenges or changes in life, we're brainwashed and asleep. Some people come to me, like, depends, it could take days or weeks of, like, and it's usually ongoing, of trying to deprogram people of all the brainwashing that they've been that they've taken on board. We're conditioned to look at any challenge that arises in our life as a problem, that duality of good and evil and good and bad. And that's the conditioning. That's the sleeping being, the sleeping giant of, like, everything is weighed up, engaged as being good and bad. Good. Slept enough, I didn't sleep enough. Some people might say, I slept 5 hours, I feel fucking amazing. People might say, I slept 8 hours, I really need more sleep. You know, it's all perception. Perception only comes from conditioning, it's brainwashing, it's religion. It's the same thing. The media around the flu over the last couple of years, like, all just brainwashing, all just conditioning. This is the right thing. You have to get the sludge. The sludge is the solution. We have to give more money to the government because they'll save the climate. The more tax you pay, the less carbon there will be, and we will live longer. And was it Goebbels, I think it was, who said, like, the more you repeat, I'm never going to remember that phrase, but the more we repeat the brainwashing, the more it sinks in. So when you wake up at night and you can't sleep, and you wake at 2 o'clock in the morning, or you have a kind of broken night's sleep, intermittent waking up, turning over, waking up, turning over. That to me is kind of pure insomnia. It's like we're not awake enough to actually get up and do something, but we're on the brink of sleep all night. It's a kind of horrible experience. But I'll give you my benefits of insomnia. So I've been on and off over the years. For years and years, I would go through bouts of insomnia or bouts of sleeplessness or whatever. And then I might have a period of a number of weeks that I sleep like a baby. I sleep great. And then I'll go through a period of a couple of weeks that I'm just not sleeping well, or I'm waking at 2, 3, whatever it may be, 4 o'clock in the morning. And the last 2, 3 weeks, I'll give you my experience here. A neighbor across the road started to release a fucking rooster earlier in the morning, like, kind of 6, 5, 4, 3, 3 o'clock. And, like, once the rooster comes out, the fucking whole street, there's no way. But some of these people maybe can sleep. There's no chance of me sleeping through that. And it will just crow like a number of times a minute, fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. And I would wake up and I would think, ah, must be kind of 6 a.m. ish. I'll get up. I don't mind. I check my phone. It's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. So I had to learn to adapt and work with it. Now, the rooster at the moment is gone. We're being kept indoors, so it's not happening at the moment. But we get to see it. It's the Matt Kahn book. If you haven't read it, it's brilliant. Everything is here to help you. My point is that in that stillness of night, that we get to see two things happening. The activity of the mind, which sees a problem, and then the beingness, which may see and recognize the opportunity to work. So for me, the stillness of night, if I wake at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it may be, at the moment I've skin allergies in my hands. So some nights I'm waking up again, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep. So that for me is an opportunity. It's like, fuck, okay, boom, sit up, maybe journal, maybe read a bit of what I'm reading at the moment and working on, or certainly into meditation, into stillness, and observing the senses, observing and integrating whatever's happening. So it's a level or a degree of work, in my experience, that can happen in the middle of the night that I can't access during the day. It's a different category of work. So in the stillness of during the day, I can't even verbalize. I don't even know what it is. There's no traffic out there. The world here in my time zone is asleep. Everywhere is quiet. It's dark. And my energy is different because it's 3 a.m. It's not fucking 2 p.m. I'm not cooking a lunch, or there's not traffic, you know, going past, or whatever it may be, phone beeping or social media or any of that kind of stuff. It's a different place. So the exhaustion, right, and the lack of sleep wears down the ego, which is an absolute gift. Like, it's a gift. I think the worst thing a person can do in the middle of the night, if you can't sleep, is to try to sleep or distract yourself, like turn on the television or these sleep apps, sleep meditations. I think personally, if it works for you, cool, fair enough. I think they're among the worst things people can use, because it's trying to avoid, you're being shown a doorway and you're going, no, I don't want to walk through the doorway. So you get, in inverted commas, spiritual people. This actually ties into a video I made a few weeks back of raising frequency. People want to raise their frequency. A day later, they get really fucking triggered and angry and they go, oh no, I don't want to feel like that. And it's like, hang on a second. Yesterday you were asking for your frequency to be raised. Now it's raised. You don't recognize the frequency and you're now trying to reject it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. That's what I mean by sleep. Like, people are asleep, including myself. We're not awake. This is a sleeping dream. I've posts on that coming up. But the exhaustion wears down the activity and the busyness and the sharpness of the ego mind. It's exactly what we're working. That's why people meditate. That's why people do spirituality courses and gain fucking certificates and go on retreats. And you're being handed this on a silver platter in the middle of the night. And you're going, no, I don't want it. It's like, when you look at it with a logical mind, it's actually madness. It is pure insanity. People trying to escape a spiritual awakening. And then they'll wake up in the morning and go, oh, I'm going to try and spiritually awake today. It's like, oh, that was being handed to you 4 hours ago, but you didn't want it. You turned on Netflix or you opened a phone app so that you could get away from it. You know what I mean? It's absolute madness. So take the insomnia. When I used to work with ayahuasca or with holotropic breathwork, especially holotropic breathwork, in the days before, because I would be booked in on the Saturday, and the days beforehand, I would just stop sleeping. And I'd be working, some days I'd be working every day, physical work. I'd be fucking exhausted by the time Saturday would roll around. But it was always extremely beneficial because I was so tired, the mind could not fight I would be broken down in those sessions on Saturdays. They were brilliant. And I was broken down in a way that was just impossible if I had had all that sleep and had all the energy. Mind's too sharp. That's why I don't believe in psychotherapy or any of that kind of thing. My mind was way too quick for therapists sitting in front of me. I could navigate around the pain or the problem. It never worked for me. You know, I think it's nonsense. Anyway, if it works for you, keep doing it. The best, so among the best inner work that I have done, aside from, say, working with people or working with, you know, a guide, the best inner work I have done has been in the middle of the night. You know, and even the last few nights, last night I was awake at, I think it was 10 past 2 in the morning, something like that. I got to sit for maybe an hour and a half, on and off, some notes, some meditation, a little bit of reading, but to sit in, you know, and the last few days has led to this, to develop that there is no over there. I'll have to do this in another video or another post, or I'll discuss it the Sundays, but there is no over there. There's only here, you know, sound and vision is only here. It's only experienced here. So I got to experience that, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning last night. And through that tiredness and through the ego being worn down enough that there was a window, an opportunity to, have access. Okay. And now I can go to that place in wakefulness, supposed wakefulness, easier. You see what I mean? It's only everything the mind says is bullshit. But so what happens is people think, oh, not sleeping is a problem, exhaustion is a problem. That becomes a conditioned program that runs again and again and again. And then they stay in the cycle of insomnia for years, or else maybe taking, you know, smoking grass or taking sleeping tablets. Both of those, I think, again, are extremely destructive. Like, it's just medication. You're just choosing to avoid the awakening. And that's why people then end up in that cycle for 20 years. Haven't had a night's sleep in 20 years because they just medicate, whatever it may be, a glass of wine before bed, smoke a joint, or take some sort of THC, some sort of whatever you want to call it, or a sleeping tablet. And they just, there's no progress. They're just stuck for 20 years because they're being handed, continually being handed an opportunity and continually rejecting it. Everything is here to help you. Anyway, I hope that makes sense. Get in touch if it doesn't. Or if you feel you want more detail of any of this, I don't have time because in Instagram, I've only 15 minutes. They don't give me any longer. And I don't think people listen to my videos any longer if they're longer. I don't think people listen to my videos even at 15 minutes. my like, if you look at my statistics, like, I tend to make my videos and my posts for myself. It's kind of like a journal. And I think there might be three, it's probably under 5 people that actually benefit and listen to my videos through. So it's really weird. It's kind of like performance art. It's like I'm journaling for myself. Like, often clients come to me, who don't even watch my videos or read any of my stuff. So I don't know why I do it, but I do it for myself. It's really beneficial for me. So thank myself for doing this video, for maybe listening to it back. I'm benefiting from it. I'm going to ask myself now to leave a donation if you feel it was beneficial for you. And I'm going to ask myself to consider coming to Sunday Zoom. So yeah, be well. And I'm going to ask myself to give it a thumbs up. Thanks.